213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
That you don't want to be exclusive. Still, you've kept me in the back of your mind in case that one day you could use me. Now I'm tired of waiting. Please let me go.
Hell yeah, sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous ce soir, Mr. Tommy Hart of Out of This World, et bien plus encore. Hi Tommy, how are you?
Hi, nice to talk to you again. It's been a long time, I would say.
What a long time, Tommy. I'm really happy for talking to you on air tonight on 213 Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio, Tommy. Wow, it's a great pleasure.
Oh, the same. It's the same here. The last time we spoke was maybe in 2000, right?
Oh, yeah, something like that for Soul Doctor. Yes.
Yeah, right. Oh, a long time ago, 22 years ago, unbelievable.
Alors en direct ce soir, Tommy Hart, vous le savez, c'est une des plus belles voix du mélodique hard rock. C'est un grand chanteur avec sa carrière avec Fair Warning et aussi avec Soul Doctor. On a travaillé ensemble effectivement par le passé au sein du label NTS. Donc il y a des années de cela, c'est un grand monsieur. Il a fait beaucoup de choses, il a une énorme carrière. Hein. Il a joué jusqu'au Japon puisque Fair Warning au Japon, c'est un énorme groupe, c'est un très gros groupe. Et puis en même temps, il y a eu son projet Soul Doctor. On a pu quand même par le passé effectivement discuter beaucoup ensemble, à travailler ensemble. C'est vraiment un plaisir de l'avoir ce soir en direct sur 213 Rock, Vinny Times, The Classic Rock Radio. C'est un grand plaisir. Tommy, I said thank you very much for accepting my invitation because tonight is a great pleasure, very great pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Effectivement, le groupe de hard rock mélodique Out of This World a sorti son premier album, hein, du même titre Out of This World, le 14 janvier dernier via le label Atomic Fire Records. Hey Tommy, it's great to have you back with Kim Marcello in your band Out of This World with this worldwide release of this debut album studio Out of This World. It feels great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great feeling.
Yeah, it is great. It is definitely, it's great after such a long time because, you know, for us, it's an old album anyway, because we released it in last year in April in Japan. And we, you know, we needed a lot of time to get a record deal now for the rest of the world. But it happened. And now we're together with Atomic Fire and we are totally happy and satisfied so far. So can't wait to record another one.
Effectivement que cet album a déjà à peu près un an puisqu'il est sorti en avril 2021 au Japon. Donc ça déjà c'était disponible. Et en même temps, donc il y a eu l'arrivée du label Atomic Fire qui a proposé un deal. Donc ils sont très très heureux. Depuis ils font la promo. Deux singles sont sortis. L'album est sorti le 14 janvier dernier. Ouais, il y a du level effectivement. Il y a du niveau. Et c'est quand même, je vous l'ai dit, c'est la rencontre entre deux personnages très importants en termes de mélodie hard rock. Tommy Hart, la voix de Fair Warning, la voix de Soul Doctor, et Kim Marcello, le guitar player de Europe. Oui, effectivement, sur l'album Out of This World et bien plus encore. Like I said, it brought back good memories because the great albums of Fair Warning, Out on 82, The Rainmaker in 85, Go in 87, and Four 2000, and of course, Out of This World Europe, Out 1988. Wow, that's a good idea, this mixed.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, if I look at my biography, discography, it looks great. You know, all these albums and all these great albums. Can't wait to record another one. I mean, and we are already working on two songs, I would say, me and Key. And yeah, so we're looking forward to go on tour very soon if the whole pandemic thing is gone. So let's keep the fingers crossed.
Alors effectivement, ils sont déjà en train de travailler sur de nouveaux titres et en même temps travailler sur cette tournée le temps que cette situation sanitaire tourne sa page pour cette année. Et donc effectivement, ils seront en tournée très bientôt. Ça, c'est vraiment bien ça. C'est une bonne idée. And I remember very well, I was very impressed by Kim Marcello's solos on this album Out of This World because his touch was so fine. I remember him because we discovered him at that time between the guitar player as Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, George Lynch of Dokken, and Kim Marcello came with Europe at the end of the tour of Final Countdown and Out of This World. The solo, his touch was so fine. I was totally impressed by Kim Marcello. Wow. Let the good times rock.
He's an amazing talent. I mean,
that's right.
You know, first when I worked with him for the first time on a project called Key of Hearts.
Yes.
And I knew that he was a great guitar player, but you know, after recording Out of This World with him, I definitely have to say he's an amazing musician, and I'm really, really glad and happy to work with him. You know, he's really one of the best guitar players on this planet, I would say.
Effectivement,
you know, with no doubt.
Effectivement, il le dit, Kim Marcello est certainement un des meilleurs guitaristes de cette planète. Ouais, sans toucher, il est super fin. Il est en période 88-89, lorsqu'il a débarqué, je m'en souviens très bien, il y avait des guitaristes superbes. Il y avait Richie Sambora de Bon Jovi, il y avait George Lynch, il y avait Yngwie Malmsteen, il y avait des guitaristes. Et puis Kim Marcello est arrivé à la fin de la tournée, enfin milieu fin de la tournée Final Countdown, puisque John Norum avait quitté le groupe. Donc Kim Marcello débarquait. Et puis en même temps, donc il enregistre cet album Out of This World. Et là, on est impressionné par son toucher, par son phrasé, par ses solos, par ses sweeps, par ses shreds. C'était fantastique. Et là, il nous avait totalement ébloui. On avait appelé ça à l'époque le Let's the Good Time Rock. Et vraiment, c'était très très bon. C'est un grand guitariste, un mec fabuleux quoi. Et on a pu le voir au concert en tête d'affiche avec Dare en première partie en 89. C'était incroyable, et qui nous proposait des solos de malade quoi, c'était énorme quoi. And Tommy, I guess the inspiration born in the progress and evolution after all these years with Kim Marcello for your debut album studio.
I mean, you know, if you work with a guy like Key and the band, I mean, his band is also amazing because as you might know, it is his solo band. I mean, he's been together, I mean, almost 10 years with these guys, and he went on tour with them. And, you know, the band is amazing, and it was really, really, really exciting to record an album with these guys, you know. And now we have this band. I mean, this is really awesome, and I really can't wait to go on tour with these guys, so...
Il a hâte de partir en tournée. Il le disait tout à l'heure, ils se connaissent depuis bien avant, à peu près avant 2017, puisqu'ils ont fait ensemble Key of Heart. Il y a déjà eu ce projet qui est sorti en 2017 notamment. Et puis en même temps, ils ont mixé les meilleures idées qu'ils pouvaient concernant ce mariage, un côté Fair Warning, un côté Europe, pour donner Out of This World. I said you have mixed your best ideas. You give your best ideas for this album, debut album Out of This World.
Yeah. This is what I'm always. But by the way, this is what I'm always doing. You know, because I'm really passionate about doing music still. Mm-hmm. You know, after all these years, I think my fans deserve the best, and I need to really come up with a great album. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to release an album. And the same, Key is thinking about the whole business and about doing music and making music. You know, we love what we're doing, and we're doing it with a lot of passion, and I think our fans deserve it, you know. So mm-hmm. So we are really happy with the album, by the way. So we really love it, and we are all very happy what happened, and even the icing on the cake, the producer Ron Nevison, who put the icing on the cake, amazing, what shall I say?
Effectivement qu'il est très très heureux, il est passionné, les fans de Kim Marcello, les fans de Tommy Hart méritent cet album, comme il le dit, sont totalement passionnés, c'est ça, ils ont vraiment mixé leurs meilleures idées, hein. And Tommy, and then your first single Hanging On was released on last November, received great feedback from your save. Mm-hmm. You said, a new fan on your social media.
Yeah, great feedback. We had a great feedback regarding the video. I mean, it was just a lyric video, by the way, but the response was amazing. So, yeah, so it started like this with a great lyric video, and now we have a second video out in a million years. And can't wait maybe for the next single.
And you know what? Effectivement, donc, y a déjà donc, ce premier single, hein, Hanging On, qui est sorti en novembre dernier. Il y a des great feedback. And Tommy, let's see some comments from your fans. Huh? So one of your fans said, "This is my rock album of the year. Glad more people will be able to buy it in January, thanks to Atomic Fire." Another one said, "At this point, I'm listening to the band like almost every day." Wow.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Can you see? It's amazing. You know, if you get this kind of feedback, it's so nice, and we are so lucky, you know, to have this kind of fans. So, and yeah, so this is the reason why we need to treat our fans special, you know, and it's always good to put something great out, and you need to try to do your best always. So wonderful, these comments. Thank you so much, guys.
Effectivement, qu'il y a des superbes commentaires. Hein. Les fans ont laissé de très très beaux commentaires sur YouTube, notamment. Et puis en même temps, 100,000 views too. Fantastic, great, real views on YouTube.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, great.
Yes.
And so everything is going very well. So we are more than happy. You know. So
this is the wonderful feeling. This is the feeling. Yeah. The feeling is very well.
Yeah. And, you know, while we recorded this album, we had a problem with the pandemic here in Europe, I mean, in Germany and in Sweden. And it was kind of tough, you know, to keep the positive energy. And this is what we always wanted to do. We wanted to record music with positive energy in it, because I think the world is anyway a dark place at the moment. And, you know, it's so great that we did it, and the people sending their response, and that they're writing, they love it, and they can feel the energy and the positive power.
Alors oui, effectivement, le clip vidéo Hanging On a eu dans ce premier single déjà les 100 000 vues. En même temps, effectivement, comme il dit, le monde en ce moment, dark place, on est en train de vivre un côté sombre, mais on va s'en sortir, on le croit. Faut rester positif, en tout cas. Ça, c'est le message lancé par Tommy Hart, faut rester positif. Le groupe va bientôt partir en tournée. Il y a des bonnes ondes, en tout cas. Les commentaires sont très bons. Ça va bien pour Out of This World. Ça commence très, très bien. And Tommy, your second single, In a Million Years, was released 2 weeks ago. And has already reached 120,000 views. Your promotion is getting stronger, man. Wow.
Oh, wow, wonderful, great. Yeah, because we have a great record company, you know, behind us. So they're really doing their best, and we are really happy that we are now joining the family of Atomic Fire. Great.
Très heureux d'avoir effectivement rejoint la famille Atomic Fire. La promotion est de plus en plus grande, effectivement, plus en plus grosse concernant ce groupe. Ça monte en pression, et ça, c'est bien. C'est vraiment bien, quoi. And Tommy, what will be your next third single? I would see up to you. I love this song.
Oh, I don't know. The next single, I cannot tell you right now because it's a surprise. So maybe you can guess. Maybe there's something you would like to release as a single. So let us know. So maybe, choose one, or let me know what you think about it. What should be the next single?
I guess, I suppose, up to you. I love this song.
Up to you. Okay, yes. It's a great song. Yeah, maybe. So let's see.
Alors effectivement, quelle serait l'idée du prochain single? J'avais posé la question sur Up to You notamment. J'aime bien ce titre. You know what? You can ask the question through your official Facebook page. Because Up to You is,
yeah,
is
good
a
idea.
Good song.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea, good idea. But I'm sure about it would be tough because I think the whole album turned out very well, you know. So it's not just, we have so many great songs on the album. So when Key came up with all these great tracks, I was really, really impressed and surprised, you mm-hmm. know. Okay. Where have all these songs been all these years before? Because he was working, you know, years before on material, and that he had so many great songs left was amazing. So
effectivement, qu'il y a des bons titres hein, sur cet album. Ah oui, alors c'est juste un coup de cœur, hein, le Up to You. Hein. C'était juste une supposition en tout cas. Voilà, il a répondu en tout cas à la question. C'est très cool. And what about the history keyboards player Don Airey? Is a part of the adventure?
Yeah. He. We asked him if he would like to help us out with a few keyboard parts, and he said, "Okay, I would love to play a few songs." And then it turns out that he played on four of the tracks. He played on Twilight. He played on In a Million Years. He played on Lighting Up My Dark, and he played on Only You Can Teach Me How to Love Again. Oh. And yeah, it's amazing, amazing work, an amazing keyboard player, and it was really a pleasure to having him on the album. So can't wait. Hopefully, he will join us on the next album. This would be amazing too.
Alors effectivement, Don Airey fait partie de l'aventure. Don Airey, c'est quand même Deep Purple, c'est quand même Rainbow, c'est quand même Ozzy Osbourne, c'est quand même Michael Schenker, c'est quand même Gary Moore. Donc c'est du gros, c'est du historique. Hein. Il a joué sur 4 titres hein, que Tommy vient de mentionner en tout cas sur ce disque, qui sera là certainement pour la suite, pour le prochain album. C'est un grand monsieur. Hein. And what about your lineup with Keith Sanding, very fantastic bass player, and Darby Todd on the drums? He played with Robert Plant and Robert Front, very experienced musicians you have on your lineup.
Yeah, they're really unique musicians, and you know, it's so wonderful. While we rehearsing at the rehearsing studio, you know, we don't need to talk a lot. You know, we're just making music and we're just enjoying it. You know, it's just we're just following our hearts and putting out great music. And this is really, really something unique and special for me. I had it years ago with Fair Warning in the beginning. I think we lost it a bit. But now it's so great to have a great band behind me again, and yeah, and all these great musicians, you know. So I'm really more than happy. What shall I tell you? I'm still smiling.
Alors effectivement, il est très très heureux de son line-up. Effectivement, c'est du béton armé. Il y a Ken Sanding à la basse. Il a quand même joué avec Alien, Swedish Erotica, et puis notamment il a fait aussi Key of Hearts. Et il a joué avec Kim Marcello et Darby Todd, qui a joué avec Gary Moore, qui a joué avec Robert Plant, qui a joué avec Robert Forb. Et il y a quand même que des musiciens expérimentés. C'est énorme, quoi. Il y a un sacré line-up derrière. Hein. C'est incroyable, quoi. Finally, your idea out of this world. Wasn't it born with your album Key of Heart, released in 2017?
No, I think it happened like this. We had a show for Key of Hearts. We played a festival.
Okay.
We played on a festival in Germany, and it was the first concert. And the problem was the drummer who played on the Key of Hearts album couldn't join us for the show. And we thought, what the fuck is this? I mean, now we have a chance to play a festival and our drummer is not joining. And Key came up and said, hey, let's ask Darby if he would be interested in. And then we start rehearsing for this concert in Gothenburg. And during that time, Key came up with 3 songs. He came up with Twilight, with In a Million Years, and with Lighting Up My Dark. And then we said, hey, let's maybe re-record them. Let's see what is going to happen. And we recorded them and we loved it. And then after the show, the next day we had a show in Germany. And then we decided, because the concert was amazing, we even recorded the show. We got it on tape. I think you got it even on CD, a couple of songs of the show. And we decided, okay, let's form a new band. I mean, it's time now, because the chemistry was so great and we got along together so well. So yeah, we decided, oh, let's go for a new band. Let's try it out. And then we just needed a new name. you know, for a band. And this is what we did. We came up with Out of This World, and then a new band was born.
Okay. Alors c'est lors d'un concert effectivement sur Lucky of Heart, hein. Et puis ils ont enregistré le show, ils ont écouté. Il y avait déjà quelques titres, hein, qui vient de mentionner. Et puis c'est quelques jours après, lorsqu'ils ont donné un deuxième show, ils se sont sentus très bien. Il y a une alchimie, hein, comme il a dit, une chemistry il y a une vibe où ils se sont tous très très bien entendus. Et puis ils ont dit, je pense que c'est le moment de faire un groupe dans ce sens-là, quoi. Et ça a été réalisé. L'idée est arrivée là, et ensuite, la pandémie est arrivée. Ils ont eu le temps de composer l'album, et l'album est sorti l'an passé, en avril l'année dernière, donc du côté du Japon. Et là, l'album est disponible depuis le 14 janvier via Atomic Fire. Le groupe en est très heureux, quoi, en tout cas. And to stay in the vibe of the album Out of This World, your album was mixed by Ron Nevison. It's a great surprise.
Yes, that was a great choice, I would say. So we were always thinking about it. Okay, who can do it? Who can, put the icing on the cake and on the cake? And then I asked Key, so how about Ron Nevison? Because he was always talking about Ron Nevison. He was so pleased with the work he did on. So he worked already on the albums, Europe's albums, Out of This World and Prisoners of Paradise. And he said, hey, these albums, was it Prisoners in Paradise? Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I think I'm wrong. He worked on Out of This World, and he said, hey, it would be amazing if he could help us out here. And then I said, okay, call him. Give him a call and ask him. And he called him and asked Ron, hey, Ron, here's my new band. Would you be interested into maybe listen to it, and maybe you can help us out with a couple of mixes? And he sent us a mix back of Twilight. And we thought, oh, amazing. It was such a great mix. And we decided, okay, if he want to do it, let's go for it. And he said, okay, I want to do it. I want to help you guys out. I love the band. Yeah, let's go for it. And so, at the end, he did an amazing job, I think.
Effectivement qu'il a fait un amazing job, comme il dit, hein, Tommy Hart, en direct ce soir sur 213 Rock, Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio. Ron Nevison, le producteur de l'album Out of This World Europe et de la partie aussi, ils lui ont posé la question, serais-tu intéressé pour mixer en tout cas notre album, toujours dans la même vibe qu'à l'époque. Ron Nevison a dit bien évidemment, il a fait le travail, il a fait le job, en tout cas ça sonne super bien. Tout de suite en direct ce soir, Vinnie Times, classic rock radio, Tommy Hart, Out of This World, l'album disponible depuis le 14 janvier via Atomic Fire. Voici le track listing. L'album démarre avec Twilight, ensuite Hanging On, le premier single, en 3 In a Million Years, le second single sorti il y a 2 semaines, en 4 Lighting Up My Dark, en 5 Staring at the Sun, en 6 The Warrior, en 7 Up to You, en 8 Ain't Gonna Let You Go, en 9 Only You Can Teach Me How to Love Again, et en 10 Not Tonight. Bien évidemment, il y a des bonus tracks, hein. Il y a Twilight en version démo, il y a In a Million Years en version démo aussi, et Lighting Up My Dark en démo version. Il y a aussi un bonus live, hein, CD et LP notamment disponible aussi à l'achat, que vous pouvez retrouver, je crois, sur Indigo aussi, sur le groupe notamment. Et donc c'est Let the Good Time Rocks, la version Europe, donc chantée par Tommy Hart, qui est de qualité excellente. Burning Heart, bien évidemment, que vous savez. Save Me aussi, qui est un fantastique titre. Open Your Heart d'Europe, et des titres de en tout cas de Fair Warning, et puis Momentum, un instrumental, Superstitious et Ready or Not. Tout ça c'est disponible, en tout cas le line-up. C'est Tommy Hart, Kim Marcello, Ken Sandin et Darby Todd à la batterie. C'est vraiment un fantastique line-up. So Tommy, just before the end, please, after all these answers, I hope we can see you on stage in Paris between March to September this year, or maybe next year.
Oh yeah, we try to do our best. I mean, you know, we're still waiting. We are still looking forward to go on tour and definitely play France, of course. I mean, we can't wait to rock the French audience, and I know exactly how beautiful the audience is and how crazy and great they are, especially if they are watching a great live performance. So yeah, I can't wait. We are looking really forward to come over to France and hope to France, and I hope it would be very, very soon.
Ok, effectivement qu'on croise les doigts, hein, pour avoir Tommy Hart, Kim Marcello, Out of This World à Paris pour un concert. Enfin, à Paris notamment, il y a aussi Lyon, il y a aussi Bordeaux, il y a aussi Marseille. We have some great city, great club in France, as Lyon, as Marseille, as Strasbourg, as Lille, and Paris, of course. Can't wait to see you on stage, on all the stage in France, man, for the French tour. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. So let's see what we can do. So let's hope for it. So, let's bring some hope and fusion to France.
Okay. So thank you very much for this live interview, Tommy. Do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, thank you so much for, you know, keeping up your support. I'm keeping the support and supporting us all these years, you know, and because anyway, it's kind of tough these days, you know, so many releases and, you know, sometimes fans getting confused because projects and stuff. And so I'm really happy that we have a band now here with Out of This World and yeah, can't wait to play for you guys. So keep the fingers crossed that we will have a chance to come to France this time with Out of This World. And hopefully, yeah, it will stay like this. And, you know, we will get rid of the whole pandemic thing.
Okay, Tommy, thank you very much for this live interview. Merci beaucoup, Tommy. It was a great pleasure.
Merci beaucoup. Very nice talking to you again, and yeah, see you soon, hopefully.
Of course, c'était donc Tommy Hart était en direct hein, ce soir sur 213 Rock Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle Out of This World, disponible depuis le 14 janvier via le label Atomic Fire. Voici tout de suite le second single In a Million Years, Out of This World, on 213 Rock Rebrack Station, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
Will the sun light up the sky? In a million years from now, on a pale blue dot called our home, will the moon look down and cry? In a million years from now, who'll be there to gaze into
Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Quelle beautiful live interview avec Tommy Hart, hein, Out of This World. Je rappelle l'album disponible en tout cas via le label Atomic Fire Records à l'instant, In a Million Years. C'est 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Terminons la soirée avec Spectra, Just Because, l'album Overload, 213 Rock.